Lesson overview. Energetic, punchy snares are a hallmark of drum and bass and jungle. They need to cut through rolling bass, land hard on the pocket, and hammer the drop. In this intermediate Ableton Live lesson, I'm going to walk you through several practical transient shaping workflows using only Libstock devices and routing tricks. You'll get exact starting settings, device chains, routing tips, arrangement ideas for drops and rolls, and common pitfalls to avoid. Let's make that snare smack. What you'll build. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a compact, flexible snare processing chain tailored for drum and bass, an attack versus body split that gives you surgical control of snap and weight, a parallel compression and saturation bus for glue and aggression, a sidechain trick that ducks the body for a fraction of a beat so the snap pokes through, and simple automation ideas so the snare can be tight in the drop and softer in breakdowns. All with EQ8, compressor, glue compressor, saturator, utility, multiband dynamics, drum bus and live's return tracks, no third-party transient shapers required. Step-by-step walkthrough. Follow along in Ableton and I'll give precise starting settings, then explain what to tweak and why. Step 1. Prep your sample and gain staging. Drag a clean snare sample into an audio track. Normalize if needed, but don't let it clip. Set the track level, so the snare peaks around -6 to -3 dB before processing. Leave headroom. You want room to shape, not to chase clipping. Step 2. Build the attack and body split. Duplicate the snare track twice and rename the copies snare attack and snare body. Keep the original as snare dry for reference or parallel use. Very important, check phase between the two layers. If you hear the snare thin when you sum the layers, flip the phase on one with the utility device, or better yet, nudge the track delay a few samples until the transient energy sums cleanly. A flipped phase is an easy mistake and will kill your impact. Now the snare attack chain. This is all about snap and presence. Put EQ8 first in analog Q mode. High pass at about 800 to 1200 Hz with a 12 dB per octave slope to isolate the top end snap, then a gentle boost around 3 to 6k Hz. Start at +3 to +6 dB with Q about 1.2. And saturator next. Try analog clip or soft sign. Drive around 3 to 6 to start, and set dry slash wet between 30 and 50% so it stays musical. Enable oversampling if you push drive high. After that, glue it with glue compressor. Ratio somewhere between 3 to 1 and 6 to 1. Attack about 8 to 15 milliseconds so the initial transient isn't squashed. Release between 40 and 120 milliseconds, and set the threshold to taste so you see roughly 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on loud hits. If saturation adds harsh upper mids, add a light EQ after the compressor and notch 6 to 10 kHz by 1 to 3 dB. For the snare body chain, this one is about weight and sustain. Start with EQ8 set as a low pass around 1.2 to 2 kHz, minus 12 dB per octave, keeping only the low mid body. Add a gentle boost around 150 to 300 Hz, plus 2 to 6 dB with a wide Q for thump. Insert multiband dynamics and set the low crossover for roughly 20 to 400 Hz, and the mid band around 400 to 2000 Hz. For the low band, try ratio 2.5 to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 10 ms, release 150 to 300 ms, and set threshold so you get about 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction on hits. Add a mild saturator drive 1 to 3 at 20 to 30% wet to fatten the low mid. Finally, use utility to reduce stereo width on the body to mono or near mono, width 0 to 30%, so it translates on club systems. Blend the attack and body layers together with the faders. A good starting point is snare attack down 1 to 3 dB and snare body down 1 to 3 dB, then bring them up in the mix, so combine snare peaks around -6 to -3 dB before bus processing. Always toggle the snare dry as a reference for what you started with. Now for the essential transient shaping trick, duck the body with the attack. Insert compressor on snare body and engage its sidechain section, choosing snare attack as the external input. Use ratio about 2.5 to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 ms so the duck catches the transient, release around 80 to 160 ms, and set the threshold so you get about 2 to 6 dB of ducking at the transient. The effect is subtle but powerful. The body drops out for a few milliseconds when the attack hits, which makes the snap poke forward without just boosting highs. Next, add a parallel compression and saturation bus for glue and aggression. Create a return track called drum parallel and send both snare attack and snare body there at around -8 to -6 dB sends. On the return, put EQ8 first, consider a high pass at 120 HE if you don't want low subs in the parallel bus, or push the HP up to 800 to 1200 HE if you want a snap-focused parallel. Add saturator, drive 5 to 8 using analog clip, and then glue compressor with ratio 6 to 10 to 1, attack 20 to 40 ms so the transient still pokes, release 150 to 300 ms, and set threshold for heavy 6 to 12 dB reduction. Optionally follow with a limiter or a soft clipper. Bring the return in at 10 to 25% wet to taste. This parallel return adds punch and glue. Use it light. Tightening in context. Send your snare and other drums to a drum bus group. Insert drum bus or glue compressor on the bus for additional character. Drive drum bus 3 to 6 for color, then sculpt competing bass around 60 to 120 HC with a narrow dip on EQ 8 if needed. Remember, small fader moves on the bus change perceived punch more than adding more saturation. Automation and arrangement ideas. For drops, automate snare attack up 1.5 to 3 dB and increase drum parallel send by 2 to 4 dB for extra aggression. For breakdowns and fills, lower the attack fader, add a short gated reverb, or lean more into body to get warmth. For rolls, reduce attack emphasis for ghost hits and then automate a transient spike on the final backbeat to land the hit. If you're going jungle style, automate the sidechain threshold on the body compressor so ghost hits keep low sustain, while main hits pop. Common mistakes to watch for. Over high passing the attack layer, if you go above 2kHz you risk a thin snare missing important mid presence. Squashing the transient, by using too fast attack on the chain you want to emphasize, for the attack chain use a moderate attack of 8 to 15 ms. Phase cancellation from duplicated and processed layers. Always check phase and nudge timing if things sound weak. Oversaturation and big high boosts will create harsh, fatiguing snares. Use moderation and always check the snare in the full mix. Also remember mono compatibility. Keep low body content mono or narrow so club speakers reproduce it consistently. Finally, don't rely on a single boosting trick. Transient shaping is balance. A bit of attack, a bit of body, then glue and context. Pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. If you want mass without clouding bass, layer a short pitched body under the snare tuned roughly 100 to 250 HE, low pass it under 3 to 400 HC and mono it. Create a parallel distortion send low pass at around 100 to 400 HE, saturate aggressively and mix in subtly to darken and thicken the low mids. Shorten the body's multiband dynamics release to 150 to 250 ms to tighten the feel. Use gated short reverb for size without wash. Set decay about 60 to 140 ms and EQ out 2 to 6 khe from the reverb. Automate transient emphasis. In the drop, shorten the attack compressor release or raise the attack fader to make hits feel harder. Carve room for bass by dipping 60 to 120 HC on the snare bus or sidechaining bass momentarily to the snare transient for a few milliseconds. Quick coach notes. If phase flipping isn't cutting it, use track delay to nudge one layer by a few samples. Visual metering plus a slash B listening is faster than guessing. Clip gain envelopes are a great surgical tool. A 20 to 50 ms clip gain bump on the attack region can replace heavy compression and sound more natural. After saturation, level match with utility, so you judge tone, not loudness. Keep an eye on CPU. Parallel heavy compression and saturation can chew resources, so freeze and flatten or resample processed layers when you lock in the sound. And always use a spectrum or peak meter post-bus to make sure your snare isn't sneaking peaky 3 to 8 khe buildups or extra sud energy. Advanced variations and sound design extras. Build a multi-band send bus with 3 returns, low, mid, and high, each process differently and map to one macro so you can morph the snare character with a single knob. Create an audio effect rack on the snare bus with chains labeled soft, punch, dark, and grit, and automate the chain selector for instant state switches during arrangement transitions. Try frequency-dependent ducking by splitting the snare into HP and LP tracks, sidechaining the LP to the HP transient, and mapping the release to a macro for automation. If your snare is MIDI-based, map simpler or sampler envelope amounts to velocity, so main hits are shorter and ghost hits have longer body. Sound design extras. Layer a short sine or pitch thump under the snare with a fast pitch envelope to add perceived mass without stealing sub bass. Use 3 micro layers, noise snap high passed at 3 to 6 khe, mid transient around 2 to 5 khc with saturation, and a pitch thump at 100 to 300 he, then offset decay time so they line up and decay differently for a rich composite. Try a tiny amount of frequency, shifter or chorus on the high transient layer to introduce movements so the snare cuts without EQ boosts. Reverse pre-hit technique can also make a snare feel harder. Place a short reverse reverb a few milliseconds before the transient, then cut highs and low content so it creates perceived impact. Arrangement upgrades. Create multiple snare states inside an effect rack and automate the chain selector to step to more aggressive chains only at the drop. For pre-drop tension, automate a micro rise, a low pass opening, a tiny pitch rise, or a bump in parallel saturation on the last bar before the drop so the landing feels massive even if the snare itself barely changes. You can even automate a sample delay of 2 to 6 milliseconds on the snare in some sections to change how it lines up with kick and bass. Moving the snare a hair later can increase perceived weight. For variety, swap snare layer balances every 8 to 16 bars, a drier, punchier snare on downbeats and a darker snare on offbeat fills. Mini practice exercise. This is a quick 15 to 30 minute build to internalize the workflow. Load a snare sample, normalize so the loudest hit is about minus 6 dB. Duplicate into snare attack and snare body. On snare attack, EQ 8 HB at 1000 HE, 12 dB slope, boost 4K HE plus 4 dB Q 1.2, saturator dry 4 soft clip dry slash wet 40%, glue compressor ratio 4 to 1, attack 12 ms, release 80 ms, threshold for 3 to 6 dB reduction. On snare body, EQ 8 LP at 1400 HE, boost 200 HE plus 4 dB wide, multiband dynamics low band ratio 3 to 1, attack 6 ms, release 180 ms, threshold to taste, utility width 20%. Insert compressor on snare body sidechain to snare attack with ratio 3 to 1, attack 2 ms, release 120 ms, threshold for about 3 dB ducking. Create a drum parallel send with saturator drive 6 and glue compressor ratio 8 to 1, attack 30 ms, release 160 ms, then send both snare attack and body at minus 8 dB and bring the return in at around 15%. Test in a DNB loop with kick and rolling bass. Then automate snare attack plus 2 dB at the drop and export a before and after to hear the difference. Homework challenge. Produce two contrasting snare states, drop and breakdown, from the same source sample. Duplicate into at least three layers, snap, body, texture. Build a multi-return parallel bus with low, mid, and high returns. Create an audio effect rack on the snare bus with at least three chains named tight punch, thick dark, and airy snap. Map four macros, impact amount to control attack fader and parallel sends, body width to utility width, saturation drive, and transient duct to sidechain threshold. Automate those macros across 32 bars so the first 16 are the breakdown and the last 16 are the drop. Export three files, snare dry pre-processing, snare processed post-bus, and an 8-bar mixed loop around the drop. Self-check that the processed snare isn't more than 1 dB louder in peak than the dry. This forces shaping rather than just boosting, and confirm mono compatibility below 300 HE. If you want, upload the stems and I'll give focused feedback on phase, perceived punch, and macro mapping choices. Recap and final tips. Transient shaping in DNB is all about balance, snap plus weight. Split attack and body, use HP and LP EQ splits. Saturate the attack for presence and low mids for weight. Manage sustain with multiband dynamics, and use sidechain ducking so the transient pokes, without harsh boosts. Add parallel compression and saturation for glue, but blend subtly. Always check phase, mono compatibility, and test in full context with bass and drums. Use clip gain envelopes and tiny delay nudges for surgical fixes, and freeze or resample when your CPU starts complaining. Go try this on a DNB loop now. Create a hard-hitting snare for the drop, then soften it for the breakdown using just the attack fader and the sidechain threshold. If you want feedback, toss me your before and after stems and I'll point out where to tighten things or how to make it darker and heavier. Let's make that snare smack.